I mean, I just feel that stuff, man. I mean, you got a Coca-Cola, you know, and boom, the mother's breast and the hot poker down your throat and you, the shape of the bottle, and you realize that you got the blues.
Let me ask you a question. Let me do that. Were you making music actually before? That's a silly question. Of course you were. But were you consciously setting about to set music down before you were really actively listening to it?
In my mind, you mean sculpture? Yeah. I think it's the same thing, yeah. A little quieter.
It's maybe a bit more tactile feeling.
Yeah.
Fingers.
Yeah.
As opposed to ears.
Yeah. Well, I used to do it with my ears.
That old Strictly Personal album. That caused a lot of heartache, that album, didn't it?
Well, not really. I just didn't like the idea of the Brahma Seltzer dumped on it. It's all that...
Yeah, the new album, what you've done since then is an awful lot cleaner
sound. Yeah, a lot more clarity, yeah.
Well, just you can hear it better.
Well, I like this album, and I've just done better than any of the others, really, for feeling. Although I like Trout Mask Replica, and like Mighty Calzo Babies. I like them all. It's just that I think I'm getting more to getting it together on clarity now. I mean, on a record, that's really something, man. You know, like, it's very difficult, you know. Because I have a hard time focusing my mind. I mean, like, all of a sudden it's studio day, and all of a sudden the sun is cut in quarters, and, you know, it's ridiculous.
And you've got all that problems about translating the... Do you have any problems about, at this date, about translating the parts that you write down into the way the Magic Band plays?
No, because we're so telepathic now that it's very easy.
Do you feel it's getting very near that you won't be needing to write down the things so much?
It's getting there, yeah. It's really getting there now.
Who's in the band? Is it the same as it's been?
Ed Marimba went over onto percussion on drums. Drumbo left. Winged Eel Fingerling is with me on guitar now. Zoot Horn Rollo, pardon me, is on the other guitar.
With the twin neck one?
No, the Zoot Horn Rollo is the tall cat. He's
six.
And he plays, you know, slide, steel appendage, and all that stuff. And now Rockette Morton is the bass player, who you're talking about, that has the double necked instrument. Yeah.
They're
playing good now, man. Real good feeling, you know.
But do you
think it's not that important now? You see, the feeling is coming out, which is what I've been striving for, the feeling, as opposed to the music.
Yeah, you mainly live way out in the country. Do you have any problems coming into the city with this city life?
Well, the rabbits up there, like I said today, go 2 miles an hour. The whales are out cleaning their barnacles off. I can look right out my window.
I've never really seen a whale.
Oh, man. They're brilliant. Very intelligent.
You've seen a flying saucer. I heard a little bit about that earlier. I didn't quite catch that story.
It wasn't me ducking from some dish, either. It was actually there.
Well, what did it look like?
Well, there's really no way to describe it because of the fact that it was just energy. But I saw 4 of them. I wasn't using any narcotics or anything like that either, or drinking.
And, were there any living creatures that... It came out.
I don't know, because after that I had trouble starting my automobile, and I really didn't think about this after seeing that for about, seemed like a couple of weeks.
So it was just as if the saucer absorbed the car's energy.
It was very, very, I think it was nice, yeah.
I just lost that. I had a thought there. Man. Somebody asked about the lyrics to Electricity on Safe as Milk. I think we mentioned that earlier. You mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
Would you mind giving them to him again?
Oh, it's singing through you to me, thunderbolts caught easily, shouts the truth peacefully. Midnight cowboy stains in black and reads dark roads without a map to free, seeking electricity, electricity. Go into bright and find the light. Know that friends don't mind just how you grow, electricity, electricity. High voltage man kisses night to bring the light to those who need to hide their shadow deed. Lighthouse beacon straight ahead across blank seas to free, seeking electricity, electricity.
I love listening to your voice. It's got great tones.
Thank you.
Hardly ever come across a voice that sounds like that here in the East. Must have been the desert that did it.
The desert did it.
The desert did it.
Yeah, the desert did it. Well, the desert was didn't it a long time before the... I'm just kidding.
So that was when it was underneath the water anyhow.
Yeah, well, man, you know, like, being underneath water all that time, you know...
Has to absorb something.
Yeah, really. But, when the ocean is wounded, it takes the whole world to heal. Maybe we'll have another desert someday. People don't quit wounding the ocean.
And gouging the land. Well, the ocean...
takes the ocean all day to wave.
That's real pretty. It really is. A tender thought. Why don't we play Ornette Coleman? He plays real pretty. Which was the one that was queued up?
We did Let's Play, didn't we?
Yes, that's on the Friends and Neighbors record that Ornette cut. That's the newest one that's out so far, I think.
And then there's one coming out on
the
Columbia
one coming
called
out
Science Fiction.
Do you read any?
No, I'm not very good at reading. I haven't ever read a book in my life, but my wife reads to me now, and I find it real enjoyable.
What kinds of things? Science fiction stories?
Well, no, truth. You know, like, science fiction is true, usually. But the other night, she read me a thing about... I've known this for some time, but I read it again, that, for instance, that the wolf, you know, is still being sought after, and the crow, you know, and the crow is brilliant, you know, brilliant bird. You know, it seems like people ought to cut it out, man. I mean, imagine that, the wolf, you know, an animal like a wolf, what is it, mates for life, and, all of those wonderful cultural habits they have that people don't, but people won't watch them. You know, they should watch wolves rather than shooting at them.
Were there ever any wolves near where you were in the desert? Did you listen to them?
Oh, no, they were gone by then, man.
They were gone.
Yeah, they ran them all out. You know, like, they're gone all, only in Canada and India and probably Russia they have. But they have bounties on them in Russia.
Hmm.
But there's never been a record of a wolf attacking a human being.
That sounds bizarre, probably, to most people. I have to sneeze soon.
Never. Never been a record, man.
Sounds...
Maybe they're too artistic for people.
Maybe so. Maybe they're...
The largest living land mammal is the absent mind.
I was just thinking that maybe the wolf's like... kind of land-bound dolphin.
That's a shame about the dolphin, too, isn't it?
The dolphin, the people that swim.
Beautiful things.
I
dig the design more than I do the human design, don't you?
Oh, it's much more streamlined. It's more adaptable for its,
really,
its environment.
Yeah.
This is a Michael Tiersen program that's a bit out of the Ordinary. We've been speaking with Captain Beefheart for a while, who is appearing in town Friday night over Robert Irvine. You're over on the phone. I guess you want me to play another record? You want me to play another record for the moment?
Well, I'll tell him. I'll tell him about that. All right, thank you. Yeah, I'll tell him about it.
Come on in, Bill.
Take it easy.
Oh, that's okay. I have one on my...
He has one on his little knife. He's got a little knife that...
has everything in the world. And a saw. That's right. Swiss Army knife. They're very useful. I had completely lost track of... What was it that he was asking you? Or was that...
He wanted is there a station called DAS? Used to be.
Oh, there still is, yeah.
Yeah, well, he says that he wanted to hear more, it's party night, you see.
Oh.
He wants to, on Friday nights and whatnot, and he wants to hear more music, like, for instance, like 30 minutes of the Led Zeppelin, and 30 minutes of me, and 30 minutes of another group, I guess, so that he can follow into the thing, you know, like, to dance, I guess. I know what he means.
I know what he means. Yeah, sure. Yeah, we've both been listening to
it. He doesn't have a stereo himself, so he listens to this to,
It's useful. Excuse us as we veer off on another little tangent, radio land. And, these things happen. You find that happens, that was the one that just disappeared before I could get it out. I just couldn't...
I think everybody, you know, like, has to have their own opinion of what they want to hear, and,
That's the tricky part about this gig.
At least he called and said what he thought, though, you say. Or did something, you know, like... Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah.
That's
a lot of people just sit back and smolder.
Sure, that's the hardest thing about this kind of a gig is... vast number of people that you try and... hit as many people as you can at any given time. Even so, I begin to feel that that people have lost touch with spoken word. You know, they unless it's got something in back of it, some kind of a musical thing to give it credibility, that it doesn't mean nearly as much as the same word that someone would sing.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Play more field hollers.
That's a fine idea.
Or I'll make an album of poetry and send it to a spoken album.
I think that would be very good.
I'm going to do that soon, yeah.
But kind of just as a sidelight. That would be nice.
I'd like to do that. I think I should do that.
Would it be just, would you do it spoken, or would you put backgrounds on it?
I think I would just speak it.
And focus it.
People put their own images in it, you know, their own music, the mood, temperatures and climates or whatever.
I'm starting to lose my focus on conversation right now. Let me play Robert Pete Williams.
Yeah, that would be nice.
This is a song called Rolling Stone that at least is partly traditional and partly Robert Pete's own tune. We're WMMR, Philadelphia. Oh, that's accidentally right there on time. Robert Pete Williams, and then I'll do another of your own songs.
Oh, I could say something right now. Would you like
sure,
to say
please
that?
Do.
I did an album called Save the Milk, you know. And, for instance, I never got any money for doing, I never got any of my royalties, you know, either from Europe across the pond or in this area, you know, or in any area in the United States. And Waterman, the fellow that takes care of Robert Pete Williams, I did Grown So Ugly by Robert Pete Williams on my first album. And he came up to me and asked,